This is a radio pastor for the day by Hank Block for August 2023. Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. The Book of Leviticus underlines some very important teachings that when it comes to the offering of sacrifices. Examine, for instance, how active the offerer was in the presentation of his offerings. The words he, you, and his are recorded about 75 times in relationship to the specific act that connected the offerer to his sacrifice. The actions are descriptive of the personal involvement attached to the presentation of the offering and are mentioned for each of the sacrifices listed in Leviticus 1 through 7. This would suggest that worship is not a spectator religion, but one of active participation. Christian worship should include similar conscious activities as reflected in the points seen in the Old Testament offerer. The following may provide some of the steps towards his conscientious participation that can bring us into a fuller appreciation of and love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow me to read from the verses and provide some applications from the first chapter of Leviticus. If any man of you, i.e., an Israelite, bring an offering unto the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, or of the flock, Leviticus 1 verse 2. Only a true believer can be a worshiper. The unsaved cannot please God. That's in Romans 8 verse 8. And the Christian must own or properly appreciate the preciousness of Christ's characters before he can conscientiously come into the place and attitude of true worship. 2. Let him offer a male without blemish. That's in verse 3. The Christian should be aware of the perfections of Christ, appreciating the purity and perfections of the Lamb of God before going to the place of worship. 3. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. That's in verse 3 as well. The worshiper must recognize that worship is a voluntary act, participating in the Lord's Supper, as recorded in 1 Corinthians 11, 24-26, is not a demand, but a request of a loving Savior. 4. He shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, in verse 4. Each believer should conscientiously recognize that his righteousness comes from Jesus Christ, while his sins and guilt were transferred to the sacrifice when it was slain. 5. He shall kill the bullock before the Lord, verse 5. Every individual must feel the personal weight of the fact that the Lord Jesus had to die for his sins, Romans 8, 5, verse 8. 6. He shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into its pieces. That's in verse 6. Every aspect of Christ's character can be examined and considered so that it can be seen to be absolutely perfect. Of whom else could God say, "In thee I am well pleased"? These few thoughts only cover some applications connected with worship as related to the burnt offering. May these thoughts from a single Old Testament portion, all of which is meant for our learning, be of help in seeing that Christian worship should not be a spectator religion, but truly a deep participatory act of the believer's heart, soul, and mind. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.